And then, well, they found out that you could pick and spray that crop and keep the grass out a whole lot cheaper than what the sheep would cost you, you know. That's when they went to spraying after they got out of the sheep. But all them farmers bought sheep, not just Lemon, all of them. They bought McCall and all them big plantations had sheep.
The male sheep was a
ram.
And the female?
A ewe.
Okay. Now the hog, the male, what about hogs?
Well, the hog was a bull hog, you know.
Okay.
The one that wasn't cut.
All right, the one that was cut.
The one that was cut, we just call it a hog, yeah.
Okay. You know what they call, what about female hogs? What about a female hog?
A sow.
Well, what one that hadn't been spayed, had been spayed.
Oh, well, we didn't ever used to spay them. I don't know what they ever called them.
Oh, okay. You know what the little ones were?
A pig.
Well, when they got a little size on?
We from a pig to a hog. That's the
a shoat would be, how big would that be?
Well, we never called, a shoat was a little bit bigger, but we never called that to us. We called either pig or a hog, you know. That's the way we are.
You said you used to raise your hogs out in the woods?
A lot of people did, not me, I never read no, but I mean, a lot of people used to have hogs loose in the woods.
Then you must have some that got away.
No.
And come up wild.
No, I never had none that got wild, not me. Those that I raised, I always kept them in a yard, you know, that's good. And I used to feed them, you know, so they never went wild.
Do you have a name for the ones that, you ever see the ones that went wild?
I seen better. We had wild hog until here about 4 years ago. We had a hog that was wild back in the swamp here.
Big old long, thin ones?
No, they had them got so they didn't have them rooters no more, them long nose hogs.
Yeah.
them rooters, we used to call them rooters. They didn't have that no more. They had a good breed of hog that they had. You know, the people used to raised them hog out there in the woods, and they had dogs to go catch them, you know, whenever they want to catch them. I never did do that, because you see, I always did work, labor work. I always had a job all my life. I never was without work. I always did have work.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they struggle along, but I never had that trouble. I always.
But those wild hogs would have what?
A big toss, you know, big eye teeth, you know, great big long teeth, boy, and them things that fight, Lord. And they had them back there in the swamp, they had, Lord, yeah.
When you got them mad, what would stand up on their back?
Yeah, get straight.
Bristle.
But you know, they got rid of all them hogs. They got so that they had the people that live in the back here, about 4 miles from here, what we call Grand Bayou. Them people there used to raise hog, and they had got rid of all that kind of hog. They had then got all good hog, you know, all hog that was that made good nice hog for meat and all that. But that meat never was as good as the hog that you raised, you know. The only way you could that meat would be good, you have to close that hog up and feed him with corn, you know, for 2-3 months, and then the meat would be good. Otherwise, it wouldn't.
Yeah. The meat tasted.
Yeah. In other words, when they had acorn, the meat was bitter, you know, just like the acorn.
When you were young, I guess you had a lot of chores you had to do with all the animals on the farm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, about this time of the evening, it was.
Well, you had to go milk them cows and shut them chickens up and feed them hogs and all that. You had all that and feed them horses. And, you had all them chores to do. Put wood in and all that. So when winter time came and even in the summer you had to get that store wood. You had to get wood for that store in.
You worked mighty hard.
Well, everybody used to give a hand. You know, all the families, most of them had children, you know, and one of them would do one thing and the other one would do something else, you know. One put the wood in, the other one would go feed it, the other one would go milk the cow or something like that, you know. They'd do different work.
Yeah. Now, when you weaned a calf from the mother, the calf would make a noise. You'd say she'd begin to... She'd start to...
What we do, you have to separate the calf from the cow, or sell the calf, you know, so that so the calf quit sucking. That's the only way we do it.
Yeah. And the calf would begin to make a noise. You say she'd...
No, we...
Wouldn't she make a noise, a big kind of a...
No, no. It was a... They would make a noise when they want the mama to come. Yeah, when they were small, you know. But after that, after they get big, they holler too. They still holler. Big cow holler. Make a noise.
But when you feed a cow, they'll go, you say they'll start.
Yeah, well, they do that when they call their calf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when they do that.
A horse will begin to...
Well, a horse will holler too, you know.
Yes.
He would make a noise.
Yes, sir.
When you call him, you know, or when you get out in the yard and he wants you to feed him and that kind of stuff, he would holler.
Yeah. Can we talk a little longer, or do you feel...
No, it's all right.
Well,
it's all right.
Well, I don't want...